Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Property insurance companies are just like politicians in that they don't want to talk about climate change, because if they did, they would be expected to explain what they are doing about it, and they aren't doing anything about it. Unlike politicians, who seem to be getting away with pretending ignorance, insurance companies are being presented with ever more claims that are ever more expensive for more and more losses. To stay in business, they're finding, they have to not only appear to be doing something, which is all we ask of politicians, they're going to have to actually stop the hemorrhaging. Tricky when you can't admit the patient has been injured. In the best traditions of American free enterprise, the insurance companies are striding forward into the far distance, girding to protect their policies against any risk except those which actually exist. These are some of their favorite methods in the shadow of climate change. 1. Denial. This is the insurance company's version of trick me once, shame on you, trick me twice, shame on me. Many, many homeowners in New York and New Jersey after Hurricane Sandy, for example, and in Virginia after Hurricane Katrina. Wait, what? Katrina hit Virginia? Well, no. Think of it as collateral damage. Anyway, they found that they could not renew their insurance policies. Homes that had not even been damaged by the storms, or any storms, were included. Not because of climate change, of course, but because the company had decided to reconfigure the geographic boundaries of its operations in such a way that certain geographic areas are now served, if at all, by a class of insurance that costs, about three times the former premiums. Method number 2, retreat. This backing away from hard-hit areas has led to a situation where, because of climate change, storm-related damages nationwide and worldwide are climbing rapidly, while the proportion of those damages covered by insurance is declining almost as rapidly. A groundbreaking new study of the situation by Ceres, an organization advocating sustainability in business, finds the trend is 30 years old and accelerating. The year Katrina hit, 40% of property losses, only 40%, were covered by insurance. By the time Sandy came ashore, that was down closer to 30%. And then there's obfuscation. It's not that the insurance companies do not understand the nature of the threat. They employ actuaries, after all. They know, for example, that 6.5 million homes in the U.S., worth $1.5 trillion, are subject to destruction by storm surge. And they know that stronger, more frequent storms are generating higher storm surges. So do they simply say, look, we will not insure you against losses from climate change-related weather because, well, we can't afford to? No, they do not, for a reason I did not see coming. If they specifically exclude climate change risks from future policies, they would be implying that the risks are covered by present and past policies, and they're scared stiff of doing that. They're even more frightened by the prospects of liability claims against big polluters who have caused climate change by people who are suffering the effects. So don't ask, because they are not going to tell. Rawhide Americans will tell us to just back off, let the market decide, let free enterprise reign. We tried that. Years and years ago, private insurance companies discovered they could not make a profit selling flood insurance to idiots who built homes and high-rises on the water. So they quit. Had we let the decision of the free market stand, our coasts would look a lot different today, and our exposure to nasty weather would be a lot less. but rawhide Americans immediately demanded that their government do something to protect their investments and their love of looking at water. The result was the National Flood Insurance Program, offering cheap flood insurance to the worst risks in the world for pennies on the dollar of real costs. Now, private companies are allowed to sell the insurance, but the federal government assumes all the risks. The result is that FEMA, charged with administering the program, is deeply mired in debt, so much that it probably never can be paid. If they had done this to health care, it would be called communism. Is it any wonder America is sinking to the status of a banana republic, unable to protect its citizens from anything, from rising water to spreading disease to vanishing jobs, while holding its oligarchs harmless from the ravages of their own doing? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.